Power Play. Here's your host, C. Williams.
O'clock standing tall, feeling good. Steve Williams here as we get started here in 2019. He's going to need that, Ari. We'll hook you in one of these other ones. He's got to do that for Facebook Live. Rocking it on Facebook Live, doing our thing here as we roll on with Power Play. New year. How was your holiday season, huh? Over. Gone. Back to work. Not much time off. You don't even have time off if you work for the government, but you don't get paid to work. So don't complain. Think about their hardships, huh? Not a good thing. Wow. Glad you could join us. Ari, he's got the wills of steals, the ones and twos, late as usual.
Right on time.
Yeah, right. Mike, you, he's got you on Facebook Live as our producer. Plenty to get to today. Let me start you with this. Of course, coming up, we're going to rock the NFL, go back to what happened over the weekend. Some really competitive games, except the first one. The Colts kind of rolled right through their opponents in the Texans. I was surprised a bit, but I guess not. I mean, the Colts couldn't end up being that team that ends up playing in the AFC Championship game. We'll see what they do against Kansas City. Also, we're going to bring Dope back, get the lighters ready. That'll be in the second hour. Mike Lewis, the director of race and sports over at Suncoast, he's going to join us bottom of the hour. And up in your face, we'll get you set on that pretty shortly as well. Got to admit, I wanted to also get Fezzik on, Steve Fezzik, who's an extraordinary edge player and handicapper, to talk about what he's doing on props. He's one of the best there is in the business when it comes to props and betting football and any other sport. So we couldn't come on. He's doing something with R.J. Bell now nationally. However, I asked him what he liked. I said, give me something you like I could give the listeners, maybe something you haven't given out. He says, no, I'll tell you. Bet the first half in this game tonight, Bama and Clemson, under the total of 28. Okay, so I did. Bet it under 28. It's minus $1.20 here in Vegas now at most places around town. The total for the over is still where it is, flexing up at about 57.5 or so. But and Bama's still 5.5-point favorites in that ball game. Open at 6. Total was 60, came down. But I took the under in the first half. I took over for the game. I think eventually in the second half, they're going to pick up some momentum. There'll be some adjustments being done. But I'm with Fezzik. 28, got it under in the first half. We'll see how that plays out. Time now. Let's get busy, folk, as we do usually to start things with the hit list. Kind of cold and not so windy here in Vegas. We're in the 50s. Can't get to 60 degrees now, folk. Anyway, let's get you started with this Bird Box, the movie. Are you kidding me? The Bird Box Challenge? Have you seen that crap? Look, have you seen it, Ari?
I haven't seen the show. I've seen like pictures with Sandra Bullock with the thing on her face.
But you know, really people know. Are trying to emulate that now. Matt.
So I haven't seen it, so don't spoil it for me. But what?
Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you what people, not people in the movie, us. Idiots, what fools are doing now to emulate what's going on with the blindfold around you. You're watching people blindfolded with their babies walking through the hall. Wow. Baby bumps head in the doghouse, boom, hits the ground.
Oh, that's
people falling downstairs. You name it. I mean,
like
people, we're
Tide
stupid.
Challenge, Tide Pod Challenge.
What in the hell
stupidity.
Is going on?
Wow.
The Bird Box Challenge. Cut it out, okay? Makes no sense. Really. All right, now, let me get you on this one. This is congratulations, baby. It is John Bobbitt Day. Bon Bobbitt Day, baby.
Ooh.
25 years ago tonight, Lorena Bobbitt chopped this junk off. Ah. She claimed, and I believe her, that he would sexually assault her, he would rape her, he would beat her. He would talk down to her, disrespected her, did everything he could, showed her no respect, no decency at all. And she got tired of it. So one night, 25 years ago, tonight, after he raped her, she said enough. She took that knife.
Was it a knife or was it actual scissors?
Well, that right there, That does enough damage. Sound effects. Let me hear it again. It makes you close your legs.
It's the what I'm looking cover at in front junk. Of me, the look that Seed's making. That's the scary thing.
Well, here's what happened now. She cut his stuff off in his sleep, his junk. She's got a pretty good arm. She tossed it into the grassy knolls, okay? So the authorities come in, and he's, calling the police. Take me in. So he's in the hospital. So they ask the authorities, well, what'd you do with his junk, Miss Bobbitt? I tossed it over there. So you now picture this. Let's say if a dog gets lost or something, very precious dog in the neighborhood. So they get this posse together of 100 and 200 people, and they're walking through the cornfield to find, you know, this dog that's lost. Well, they're doing this for the dude's junk. I don't know how big the posse was, but they found it, okay? They found it right there next to a 7-Eleven in the grassy knolls. So they picked it up. It's just the thought of picking up somebody else's junk is disgusting. They picked it up. They took it inside the 7-Eleven. True story. I'm not making this up. They got a hot dog box, put his junk in a hot dog box, and dropped ice on it and preserved it. Then they took it back, sold his junk back on. Ugh. And then the dude hooked up with our good friend, Ron Jeremy. Big Bad Ron. Ron Johnson Jeremy, we call him. And Ron Jeremy actually made a movie for this dude called Picking Up the Pieces. Okay? So he became a porn star. And got his rocks off, things of that nature. And now he is a professional treasure hunter. And Luena, his wife, she is a beautician. Wow. So 25 years ago, tonight.
She's still using the scissors.
Got his junk off.
I wouldn't let her near my head. Any head of mine.
That was awful.
Wow.
All right, let's go to this one. Man, I can't even sit comfortably now. She threw it into the grassy knolls. She's got a good right arm. Sign her up! Okay, let's move on to the Lakers. And it's becoming a real pain in the ass if you're a Laker fan, isn't it? The Lakers currently now are 1-5 without LeBron James since he went down Christmas Day against the Dubs with a groin injury. Okay? They've lost to the Clippers, Thunder, Knicks, T-Wolves, Kings, and they have a victory against the Kings. They play Dallas tonight. Lakers at Dallas tonight, 8-point underdogs. Lakers should not be 8-point underdogs, but without LeBron James, the way they've been playing, and their totals have been going under trending now since LeBron James went down with the groin pull. By the way, LeBron James, Tiger Woods, and I share the same birthday, December 30th. So I wonder what he did on his birthday. When your groin is jacked up, you ain't in business, buddy. I mean, nothing you could do, man. You could just play with your kids. You can't even play with yourself.
Wow.
It's not a good
thing. Happy belated. I didn't even know. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yep. December 30th. Rocked it. Had a good time. Lakers are 21-19 now. And about three more days before, or games rather, before the King returns. They are eighth in the West as far as the seeding goes right now. So we'll see if they can hang on. And this right here, I figured I'd drop in too. Back on the 22nd of December, which was a Saturday, the Ravens and Chargers played out at StubHub. Great scenery. My first experience down at StubHub. Only 25,000 to 30,000 capacity. But when you walk in before the game, they have this real nice concourse set up. Concerts before the game. Outlets opened up. Booths, you name it. Food. Big Eats, everything. It's a great setup. So the Chargers lost that game 22-10. Of course, they got the rematch we'll get to in a moment here in Rockin' the NFL. But we're going to play this for you off of the set over there. I think Ari has a setup where you can play it. And this right here comes from my Facebook. Marlon Humphrey, who played at Bama in the last 2 years, or actually this is his second year playing with the Ravens. Anyway, I asked him about the matchup, Roll Tide Road against Clemson. Here's what he had to say.
That is right. Hi, Roll Tide. I guess you got to talk about your boys from Bama. What's up with the Tide this year, this coming weekend, and then the following weekend?
I'm looking forward to the game. I had a dream but I missed the games and I overslept for it or something. I woke up and we lost by one. So it's not a good dream, but hopefully it'll be a little bit different.
All right, if you beat Oklahoma, then on the other side, could be a rematch again with Clemson. Or on the other side, could be Notre Dame, a newcomer. Will Tide roll?
I think the Tide will roll. I haven't really watched much Notre Dame, but Clemson is overrated. So I'm putting that out there in the air.
Clemson is overrated, said Marlon Humphrey, cornerback, for the Ravens. This was, of course, before they played the Final Four, and this was a couple of weeks back. But that right there, I'm doing the interview in the locker room, and the place lit up when he said Clemson is overrated. Oh! So we'll find out tonight if they're overrated or not. So there you have it. Hit list back at you, feeling good. I guess it's time now to get busy with the NFL, huh? Let's rock it. What do you say? 3-11, rocking the NFL. You know all these scores, but we like to have fun bringing them back. Memories good, some bad. Nevertheless, this is how we do it here on Power Play. Boy, I wish I was on 5 days a week, working on things, efforting. Okay. All right, we'll start with Saturday. And the only game to me that was somewhat of a snoozer, if you want to call it that, was when the Colts walked into Texas and took care of the Texans 21-7. Andrew Luck, 222 yards, had a pair of TDs. But Marlon Mack, Mack Daddy, got busy. He had a touchdown, 148 yards on 24 thumps. Andrew Luck, though, was the key here with Mack.
Home turf. Got him. Wow. Touchdown. Amen. Strike from Andrew Luck.
All highlights from the NFL Network. 21-7, your final score. The Colts move on to KC. As the sixth seed, they take on number one seed Kansas City. That'll be coming up on Saturday, I believe. But hey, the Colts are, to me, the biggest threat left in the playoffs. They're the Cinderella of all the teams left in the playoffs. Because hey, they're the number six seed. Andrew Luck was out, comes back this year, kind of gets his mojo working again. We'll see what happens from that point. Now, the other game on Saturday, I was rocking this place, the Cowboy Bar called Shooters. Every time the Cowboys play there, it used to be a Charger bar, but I'm the MC over there. So this place was thumping. It's the biggest crowd ever at Shooters, all right? And the Cowboys, they came to play in this one. 24-22, they got the victory. Zeke got his, 37 yards and a touchdown. Dak did his thing. Their defense stepped up too. And take Elliott out, or Dak.
On second down, same play. Pass is caught. Gallup. Touchdown. And a perfect throw from Dak Prescott for the 11-yard score.
Joe Buck and company, as the Cowboys won that game 24-22. Shooters was off the chain. Listen, if you're not going to the game in L.A., because a lot of folks may drive out there just to tailgate or whatever the case, in the Coliseum, they got the room in their parking lot, unlike the one we're going to have here. Ours will be better, though, newer. But check out Shooters. It's right behind Boulder Station over on Sahara, 4400 East Sahara. I'll be there for this next matchup. The Cowboys doing their thing against the Rams. That'll be 5 o'clock Saturday night. On to the Superchargers. San Diego looking for a little vengeance, redemption. And, you know, that's the thing about when you play a team that runs that type of offense. And there's nothing really gimmicky about what the Ravens do. They have the right guy to do that in their quarterback, Lamar Jackson. But, hey, when you played them once, it makes it easier for you to make adjustments for the second game. The Chargers, in this 23-17 victory, they played no linebackers. They played either six or seven defensive backs to go with their front four. So they had more speed on the field to accommodate what they had to do to slow down Jackson. It worked. Rivers, he was serviceable. Melvin Gordon, serviceable. He also dropped a TD.
Back to Gordon. He's in for the touchdown.
Fumble or no fumble, huh? NFL Network, good. That game had a lot of things that happened. It was really a dominated game by the Chargers. They dominated this game until the fourth quarter, and they just didn't have their groove working offensively anymore. Lamar Jackson got hot, and they ended up making it close, 23-17. On now to Foxborough. We'll see what happens in this game Sunday morning against the Patriots. And then the game of the day. Killed my three-teamer, damn it. Just make the field goal. I had you teased to the Chargers and the under, you fool. Cody Parkey. This ball game was tight. Go ahead.
Poor Cody. Oh. I'm just kidding.
Screw Cody.
I know.
And did you hear what he said after the game when he missed? They're like, well, what now? What's going to happen? Well, I'll go home, and my wife and my dog, they're not going to be mad at me. Well, everybody else is.
He's right. You know what? That's honestly the best attitude to have.
No, it ain't.
It's terrible.
It's good to have
that
attitude.
Step your game up, but I mean, he's still going home.
But Ari, you can't say that in an interview.
That's true.
Okay, yeah. Because people are listening. People that are really fanatical fans are listening.
Yeah.
And people that may have dropped a lot of money on you because of your foot.
That's true.
And that's the fifth time this year he's hit the upright.
Yeah, I know. No, it's terrible. I'm just saying, like. But you're right. Yeah, off camera maybe.
No, you don't. And you don't say, "Hey, well, what are you gonna do now?" Oh, well, when I go home, I'm gonna spend time with my wife and my wife and my dog. They're not gonna be mad at me. My dog is gonna lick my leg, and my wife is.
You know, the first thing I thought of when I saw it was you've seen Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yes,
that's exactly. It's real. He's getting the poor. This is the poor part. He is getting like death threats and stuff online.
Good.
That's a little intense.
I lost my money,
but
keep sending them to him. Punk ass. Anyway, 16-15. They lose the game. By the way, they're Eagle fans that are sending him cash money. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, anyhow, we figured we'd do something differently with this one. You've all seen the call, but have you heard my SA brothers? Huh? Have you heard their call? Andale, andale, andale. Yeah.
La temporada está en el pie de Cody Parkey. 43 yardas. El snap, le mete el pie, distancia, dirección, le dio el poste, no, falló, no señor, los Eagles se van con la victoria, ay, papá, no señor, Chicago. Nos vamos para New Orleans.
Let it play.
Philadelphia gana el partido.
This is awesome.
Le dio al poste. Y falló.
Parky falló.
Los ganan el juego. Ay, papá.
Oh, señor. No, señor. Chicago. We're going to leave the segment with that. That's some good stuff right there. All right. There you have it. That Deportes, NFL Network. Okay, so there you have it. They move on, by the way, as you know, this coming weekend. They will take on the Saints. And don't be surprised. I mean, Nick Foles he did it last year. Same time he starts up. Packed his bags. Okay, I'm the man. Wentz is down. I'm the man. Hey, I'm the captain now. Huh? He's the captain now. All right, what time is it, brother? Huh? What time is it?
Up in your face. Powered by Symmetry Medical Spa.
I'm going to make this pencil disappear.
Ta-da! It's gone.
And now I'm going to have to kill this fucking clown.
What's that noise?
Oops. I farted. I didn't think you would hear me.
Up in your face.
In your face.
In your face.
Okay. 18 after 3 o'clock. About the time we get up in your face, folk. I'll start you with this one. All right. This dude, he saw this chick he liked. Didn't know her. Figured he'd abduct her. I'm going to pick her up. He's in a car. She's walking. So he's trying to force her in the car. Get in, woman. Come on. You going with me? No. Ah, so she runs. She's running. He's chasing her in his vehicle. So she runs, and she's running all over the place, Ari. She gets to this place that's a karate place. She goes inside this martial arts place, right? And he goes in after her like a fool. And you know what happened inside there, buddy? Little Bruce Lee action. Dig this. I saw the interview of the instructor. Okay. Big black dude. He was a big black. So he's being interviewed after he beat this guy down. The guy, remember, he chased the woman inside this karate class to abduct her, to rape her, kill her, whatever. So the instructor tries to stop him. He tries to get big and bad. So the instructor's being interviewed. He says in the interview, oh, he was strong. He was strong. Man, you get on that dope and that junk and he was strong. Well, the strong dude, the victim, left on a stretcher. Okay. So he beat this dude's ass down big time. That's what you call
up in your face. In your face. In your face.
You got dog? I know it's difficult, but you got to read off of whatever you're reading off of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just stalling, you know.
I'm helping you because I know you got to look up to find yours.
Well, I could tell the story. It's just better with my notes. Here we go. So this is fun. This is a woman went viral with this. It's actually an anonymous post on a Reddit thread. And she asked this question, went viral for it. Question was, if she was wrong for kicking a couple out of her wedding after they brought children to an explicitly kid-free event. Like the invitation said, don't bring your kids. Yeah, no kids. She explained the invitations. And basically the only people that could be there were, you know, if they're in the wedding, some little kids. So a longtime family friends of theirs, couple came. And I guess they just disregarded that and brought their kids with them anyway. They brought an infant and a toddler. Like, there's really no... It's just be considerate, you know, like follow the rules. But I guess if you're going to bring a kid to a kid-free event...
That's the worst, dude. They're crybabies.
Yeah, exactly.
They're screaming.
That's the whole point. So she says she admittedly lost it during... She didn't give him a hard time during the actual wedding ceremony. When the reception came, she started and she just lost it and went over there. And I guess she asked them nicely first, and they weren't trying to leave, I guess. So they had to have the wedding planner kind of escort them out. There was a big argument about it. Not like crazy drama, but they argued and eventually left. So the post generated thousands of responses, and most people agreed.
What side are you on?
Oh, well, I have a little anecdote. I'm on her side because we did the same thing. Our wedding was kid-free. I didn't care that much. My ex was pretty adamant about it. I get her reasons. She's just she's over the top with it. But, it's not a kid-friendly. It's a grown-ups thing.
Unless a kid is in the wedding.
Yeah, that's cool, whatever. But this was a nighttime. Our wedding, anyway, was at night. It was outside in the freezing cold. It just worked out that way. We did the ceremony outside. It was really cold. People were cold and uncomfortable. We went inside. There was alcohol and open bar. It just doesn't seem like a kid-friendly thing. And ironically, most of the people that have to leave so early anyway, it's because, yeah, we got to get home to our kids, get rid of the sitters. So that's, you know, it's just not the right, I don't know.
He got up in their face.
So yeah, I'm on her side. She went viral. I would support her.
Up in your face. In your face. In your face.
All right, I'll drop this one. This one's fun. Okay. Texas, Georgia. You know how they play football down there. Football is a big thing down in that part of the country. So Texas is playing Georgia. So the mascots, Bevo and Ugga, is it? Ugga, the bulldog mascot for Georgia. Bevo's the big steer for the Texans. Well, the Longhorn mascot. So they're sitting there on TV, and I saw the video. It's pretty funny. Mike showed me this one. So Ugga, they're like, yeah, Ugga, how you doing, buddy? Yeah, what you gonna do, Ugga? So they bring an Ugga forward, and then for some reason, Bevo got loose, and Bevo turns a corner. And starts chasing Ugga. Oh, get him out of here. Get out. So the dog is basically gone. I mean, I've never seen a bulldog that small run that fast. But Bevo, not only that, Texans won the game 28-21 over Georgia. So the mascot wins for the Longhorns. The Longhorns beat the Bulldogs. That's a double up in your face.
Up in your face. Up in your face. In your face. In your face.
See what I did there?
Skip it. You skipped it.
I doubled it.
You got one more?
I got one more. This is kind of frustrating. Do you use Spotify at all, Seat? You don't strike me as the type to use so much as Facebook. Spotify is a music streaming service. It's free to an extent, and I think you have to pay for some membership services, but it's relatively cheap. It's like 10 bucks a month or something. So a New York Times report surfaced claiming that Facebook gave Spotify and Netflix access to the private messages of users who link their accounts. So in other words, you can link your accounts with these just like kind of how you have with Facebook Live. You can, you know, link it to your Twitter or what have you. So yeah, they're giving them, this wasn't like Spotify and Netflix's thing that they wanted to do. I guess Facebook just went ahead and just, they have the power to read, write, and delete users' private messages and to see all participants on a thread. So there's a lot of public outcry. Facebook claims to have found no evidence of abuse by its partners in a blog they posted. It sounds like a bunch of BS to me personally, like from them. I don't.
Right.
Sorry, Facebook, but I don't like Facebook. I think it's.
Hey.
I think.
Hey, we're on Facebook Live, buddy. Hey. What's up with you, dog?
Sorry, nobody's going to cut us off. We love the people listening.
Lorraine Bobbitt will cut you off.
Jeez.
25 years ago tonight.
Where's my rim shot?
Tonight.
So, yeah, I just. It's crazy. I don't know what's going on with it. They are trying to. Both Spotify and Netflix. Who are more, they're newer companies, they're more like with the younger crowd, and so this isn't cool at all, so that's not the, that's not right. Their MO, so they're working on it, they're trying to figure it out. But there's a Times Reporter study that hundreds of pages of internal Facebook documents and more than 60 people actually from their organization claim that this is true, so we'll see how that works out. Unfortunately, I use Pandora.
Up in your face. In your face. In your face.
Pandora. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, tokens.
That's right.
All right. Final go-around coming up to close the show up. We'll talk more about the game back then. Also, dope. Lighters Up. That's coming up as well. But on deck, we're going to the director of racing sports at the Suncoast, Mike Lewis. He's next here. Power Play.
Symmetry Medical Spa. They'll straighten you up from head to toe. Call them at 702-749-7575. That's Symmetry Medical Spa.
Few things in life are more exciting than Las Vegas hometown hockey team. If you're going to some of the games this season, Ellis Island invites you to join them for a great pregame experience. Starting 2 hours before every game, stop by for the best pregame special. $6 slap shots. That's a shot in any Ellis Island beer along with some snacks. Before the puck drops, head for Ellis Island on Koval Lane at Flamingo for some great pregame fun. You might even win a custom-made hometown hockey jersey. Ellis Island says have fun and please drink responsibly.
For the best Southern fixin' and soul food in town, you gotta hit up TC's Rib Crib. 3655 South Durango, number 18. They have the best spare ribs in town. Fried chicken? Been there, done that. Check out their award-winning catfish, also their candied yams, their collard greens. Kids eat free on Monday. TC Rib Crib. Give them a call at 702-451-RIBS. 702-451-7427. TC Rib Crib, the best soul food in Vegas.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to have the big, luscious lips you have always dreamed about. In just 20 minutes, you can have the lips you always desired, and for a limited time, when you buy one filler, you get Botox for free. Yes, that's right. No gimmicks, no fine print. Buy one filler and get free Botox. Get the lips to match your beautiful body and watch the heads turn. Call now, 702-749-7575 to schedule your appointment or visit SymmetryMedicalSpa.com. Symmetry Medical Spa. 749-7575. Habla Español.
Well, good Monday, good championship Monday. Frank Harnish here with you. And it is time to decide who is the champion in college football. The bottom line, though, is when you're making your wager, it's an investment. For investments, we need information. For that, we call our good friends at Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878. Joining us once again, our good friend, Mr. Steve Berry. Steve, now, Steve, I know you have had a great season all season long, and you plan on capping it off tonight with a winner in the title game.
Absolutely. This is the penultimate game, and this is going to cap off a really good season. Out here at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, Clemson, Alabama. Right now, Alabama laying 5.5. The total has dropped down to 57. Both teams at 14-0 for the year. First time two undefeated teams have met for the national championship. Both teams 8-6 against the spread. Clemson coming off that demolishment of Notre Dame, 30-3. Alabama squeaking by Oklahoma, 45-34, but that score doesn't really tell the story of that game. These are the two best teams in college football. They meet again for the national championships. Both of these teams continue to dominate the football landscape. Since 2015, Alabama's 55-3, Clemson 54-40. You don't get much better than that. Guys, you've been following us all year long, so end your college football season with a free win tonight from Gordon Howard. Give us a call, 1-888 866-7878. There are injuries and suspensions on both teams. This is the type of game where you absolutely need the information. We have it. We'll share it with everyone at no charge. Do not touch this game tonight without calling us first at 1-888-566-7878.
Steve, now frequently in a game like this, you have two teams that maybe don't know each other, but these teams have played so often for this game that they do know each other, so you need the correct information even more because there's not as big of a mystery and the coaching sides on either side.
Yeah, as you say about being familiar with each other, this is the fourth year in a row where Alabama and Clemson meet for either the championship or the semifinal. They do know each other, and there is some similarities between these teams. Guys, make the call and finally find out what working with professionals is all about. It's 1-888-566-7878. We have information that will make this game absolutely one-sided. Guys, we treat this like a business. It's investing. It is not gambling. And whether you're coming off a great season like us or not, we have the answer. It's 1-888-566-7878. Clemson, Alabama winner at no charge from Gordon Howard. Make the call. Get the winner. Cash your ticket. Call us tomorrow to say thank you. 1-888-566-7878. Clemson, Alabama free.
Back on the streets of Vegas, 3:30, feeling good here as we kick our first show in 2019, Jeffrey. Good to be back on the air. Wow, long time off. 2 weeks is too long. You know, I'm looking at the backdrop here on TV of the stadium that the Niners playing up in Santa Clara. And I'm going to say this morning there were still some tickets available for the game. And I bring this up because it's the wrong place to have a college football championship game. The Northwest is not the place, okay? College football is run by the Dirty South and the Midwest. And let's face it, the game should be played at Jerry's World, maybe Orlando, down in Miami, Atlanta. The game should always be somewhere geographically in the area where the fans are. There aren't the biggest fans in the world up in NoCal, okay? Not in SoCal. Southern Cal, look at the Pac-12. The Pac-12 has yet to make it into the Final Four in the fifth season here. So what are you doing putting the final game up in NoCal? We'll bring this gentleman in. He'll give you his feelings about it. He's going to give us props and everything else regarding that. He is the Director of Race and Sports at the Suncoast, Mike Lewis. Mike, how are you, brother?
I'm good. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Why play the game in an area where you know the fans are going to be coming from somewhere in the south or the Midwest for the championship game? So why put it up there?
You're right. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I guess it's just like the bottom line is Northern Cal must have offered a whole lot of money to host this game tonight.
Apparently. It had to be about the Benjamins. I mean, I can't think of any other reason because geographically it's the worst thing you can do. They still, this morning I heard, had tickets available. The hype isn't as big. I've been to Santa Clara, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's a place where you could get jammed up, kind of like back in 07 when we had the NBA All-Star game here, and it was a mess traffic-wise. It's one way going in and out of many other streets, but God bless them. I hope it turns out well. Now, on to the game. Latest, anything move on that total, which was 57.5 and Bama 5.5?
Yeah, you're getting some under money. We're down to 56.5 now, and it's still holding at 5.5. So I think, a little bit of under money, even though these two teams love to play the overs when they meet each other. I think you're right. Northern Cal outside, a little different type of weather, and possibly that has a little factor into it.
Interesting. As far as the way it opened, give us the numbers on where the game opened. Because I know 60 was the total. Bama, was it 6?
Yeah, we had 6 and 60 when we opened. So, we got some early under money. And then, it's sort of like a boxing match. The dog gets a lot of early interest. And today we've seen some favorite money coming in.
You know Steve Fezzik, Advantage Player Handicapper, right?
Yes.
Fez told me earlier today, to bet the first half under, which is 28 minus $1.20. Have you had much action on the half? You're doing the quarters things. What's going on there?
Yeah, we're getting some action on the half. We're still at 28 under 20. Alabama's getting a little play now. They're three minus a quarter in the first half.
Let's go to props. And what are your more popular prop bets on this game tonight as far as scoring, first score? Will there be a safety, things of that nature?
Yeah, definitely. You have the special teams or defensive touchdowns. You know, the team just get to 30 points first has been a popular bet.
What's the number on the, on that one?
The number is Clemson's actually plus 320.
Okay.
On the team to get to 31st with Alabama minus 170. And it's a three-way bet, so if neither team gets there, neither team scores 30, is plus 250.
You know, it's funny. That's one of the bets I took. Plus 250 is what I got. I was over there today. You were in the back working, so I didn't get a chance to say hello to you. But I took that plus 250. Will either team score 30 points? You look at the weather. You know, the great thing about props, and you know this, Mike, and you have crazies like me and others that come in and just want to have some recreational fun with it. Then you got the big pros and the Joes that come in. But the great thing about props, you break it off the game. You're looking at little small bets that can win you some profit if you work the money properly.
Yeah, I mean, there's people that just, that's what they bet is props. They don't look at the game at all, and they break down the game by prop bets. And, you know, a lot of them do very well doing it. And this game itself, it's, you know, I remember the, you know, they played, what, 3 years in a row? The 2 years they played for the championship, how great them two games were. And you're looking at these two teams who, you know, at the beginning of the year, you could sit back and say these are the two best teams in college football, and it's proven out that way. Looking at the props, I just keep going back to saying, you know what, if this game lives up to what it could be, we know what the first two championship games were with these two guys, and this game could set up to be an all, you know, one of the all-time greats, just like the previous two times they met in the final. And, you know, I look at props going, this is a game that I just really want to sit there and just watch the game and watch it come, because quite frankly, I think you'll agree with me. This wasn't a great bowl season if you're a football fan. It just, there was really no great bowl games at all. And, you know, I think I would love to see a championship game at least to be that one game that people will remember.
You're right. And not only were they not good games, but you guys took my money in most of those games, I bet, too. He's Mike Lewis, the director of race and sports over at the Suncoast. Mike, what are your thoughts about this now? As far as the way the structure of the championship is set up by the committee, are you good with the four? Do you think they should soon go to six? Now, I know the contract runs through 2025, but they can move it anytime they want to make any adjustments on it. Are you okay with the four? Should it be six? Should it be eight? They're in the game number 15 now.
Right. You know, I've been back and forth. I did want to see it expanded possibly to eight. Then, you know, I kind of like the idea of maybe six and having the top two get a bye. If you can move the first round a little earlier. But after watching this year's bowl games and seeing all these empty stadiums, and then watching the semifinals, we get two blowouts. You know, are we going to expand the playoffs and just get even more blowouts? Because, you know, it was clear that the top two teams were far superior than everybody else. So it's sort of tricky. I would like to see an expanded playoff, maybe six to eight teams, but if it's just going to lead to more blowouts and you're going to add that on top of the bowl season we just got, you know, you would have to add more teams into it. There isn't that many good football teams to be in bowl games. So I'm sort of on the fence. I could probably go with both ways. But, you know, this year would have been a perfect season to go back to the old way where you just name the top two teams and you go at it. I don't think anybody would have had an argument with the top two teams.
And are you cool with the top two teams? Look, let's face it. Mike Lewis, by the way, the director of race and sports at the Suncoast. The only way you can fix it if you want parity in college football is it starts with the recruiting, okay? I mean, other than that, I mean, what else are you going to do? The best teams, the best coaches, the best programs historically and now are going to have the best players in college football. Now, unless you put up a fence and say you can't recruit beyond your state or beyond this region, there's nothing else we can really do about that, is there?
No, no. It's you know, the best teams are majority of the time. I mean, you're going to get a Cinderella once in a while, and that's why they play the games. But the majority of the time, the team with the best coaches, the best facilities, and the best players are going to be the best teams. That's just common sense. And, you know, that's not going to change. You know, but so if you continue the bowl season the way it is, you're going to get what you're going to get. And that's a bunch of teams. There are 500 teams in bad conferences playing in a bowl game. And when you get, you know, teams that are bad teams, you get bad games. And that's basically if the bowl committee, if that's what they want. But, you know, you watch some of these bowls earlier, seat, and you look up and basically they have maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people, and it's probably just family and, you know, top boosters, and the rest of the stadium's empty. I don't know how these type of bowls are making money at all.
I agree. And tonight, championship game, they're kind of slow at the gate and turnstile. This thing should have been sold out, but they're in the wrong place.
They are. I mean, you put this game in the Superdome, and people are making a hand over fist on the resale market selling their tickets because, you know, you put it somewhere down, you know, in the Superdome area, and this game has no problem selling out.
I agree. Let's move to, by the way, let me ask you about the game last night. Which way did it go for the books when that field goal was missed by the Bears kicker?
We needed the Eagles, not only in the game, but I think if you look in the future book, the Bears had a lot of backing in the future book also. So it wasn't a huge payout, being the first three games really went the bettors' way. You know, a lot of parlay liability going into the last game. But, you know, we definitely needed Philly to get the money in that game.
And over the weekend overall, how did the house do as opposed to the players and the sharps when it came to those four games?
Well, I think the players did pretty well. You know, they you know, the first game was the Colts game. We had, you know, a lot of money on the Colts. You know, they're riding the hot hand, and rightfully so. I mean, the Colts looked very good in that game also. And you know, it went down the line. So we definitely needed a big game go our way, and you know, Philly was a team we needed.
Of these teams left, now with there being just eight, what team will just basically destroy you if this team wins the Super Bowl? Or is that team already out? Who was it?
Well, we get, you know, in the future book itself, you know, we got a lot of, for the company itself, being, you know, we have a place down in Mississippi, and basically everyone that walks through there is a New Orleans Saints fan and supporter. So, you know, the Saints could hurt us. But the future book looks pretty decent after that. So, you know, the Saints are the one liability that we would still have.
Okay, so the Saints, the only team left. And you had to put a pretty penny to get them because they're the favorite coming off the top to bottom running the gamut. So let's look at these games coming up on Saturday. The Chiefs, the current number is 5.5, 57. And also the Rams and Cowboys. Give us a number on that one, where it opened and where they are.
It's right where we opened it. It's the Rams are 7, and it's 49.5. No movement on that game yet. We'll see. I always think that the bye week is huge for teams in this week. And the Rams with Gurley sitting out the last 2 weeks and then a bye week, he's going to be as fresh as he's been all year. And, you know how dominant Todd Gurley and the Rams offense can be when he's clicking.
Sunday's matchups, I'll let you run them.
Okay, right now we have the Patriots at 4-46. It's down a point. They open at 5, and the total is down 2 points. Possibly, you know, we'll have to look out for the weather there in New England, of course. And then the nightcap would be the Saints -8 against Philadelphia with a total 50.5.
How long, Mike, before you guys put up futures for next year, or are they up already?
No, we'll put them up prior to this year's big game.
All right, and with that being said, let's look at what took place in the regular season for victories for these teams in the NFL. And I know, for one, Cleveland kind of surprised all of us. They were at 5.5. What teams did well as far as going over the total or under the total? And which teams did you win with and lose with?
Well, I think you know, a couple teams that the public actually bet on and bet on well. Of course, as you mentioned, Cleveland, a lot of Cleveland backers, and rightfully so. You know, they had a very good year, winning 7, and actually, you know, this is a team, if they had a field goal kicker early on in the season, this team could have been 9 and, you know, could have won 9 games this year.
And they were 5.5.
The Bears, they got a lot of overaction, so the public got a lot of money on that. Two others were the Colts. You know, they start out, 1-5, and it didn't look too good, but they finish strong and go over easy. And then another team was the Miami Dolphins. They bet the over, and looking back at it, it made complete sense. The total was 6, and you look at that division, and two of the teams, the Bills and Jets, had rookie quarterbacks, and you know, someone had to finish second to the Patriots, so that was the Dolphins, and they didn't make it easy. They only went over by a game, but they got the over there. Couple games that couple teams that the house won on. One was the Cardinals. You know, the Cardinals finished 8-8 last year. We put a total of 5.5, and everyone backed the over, thinking of a repeat. And you know, they struggled mightily this year. The Bengals, a lot of people bet the over on the Bengals. 7-9 last year. We hung a 6.5, and they didn't get there either. And then a team like Jacksonville, we hung a 9, and a lot of backers in Jacksonville after last season, they thought they were the team that's going to make that big step, and it just never happened. And one last one was the Giants. They did Saquon Barkley in the draft, and they thought the Giants had a real shot at winning the NFC East, and it didn't quite turn out that way. And the Giants came under the 7.5 win total.
Voice of Mike Lewis, the director of racing sports at the Suncoast, a place I frequent and drop my donations off when I'm betting. Hey, before you go, though, George Cole, who was at the Aliante, one of your establishments here up in the northern part of the city, he was the first you sent down to Mississippi. So how is this working out now as far as with the rest of the country and the states that have picked up that can legally bet? George did well on the show here with us on Fridays. You always, when you're here, you hit it out the park as well. But as far as the betting goes across the country, has it hurt, helped, or has it not been a factor at all with betting and gaming here in Las Vegas in particular?
Well, it really hasn't hurt us at all. You know, it helps drawing interest and all that. You know, I talked to George a few times here, and the interesting thing is he sort of laughs that he says, you know, during football season, you know, you know how the books are here. You know, Saturdays are a madhouse, but Sunday is just wall-to-wall people. It's opposite down in Mississippi. College football is truly king down in the South. And, you know, Saturdays are just bonkers down there, and Sunday you get your Saints backers, but college football is king down in the South, that's for sure.
And you're king when it comes to rocking it on the radio. Mike, let the folks know where they can find you, my friend.
We're here at the Suncoast, you know, it's going to be a great game tonight. We'll have the game open, the sports bar, a great place to watch the game, and it'll be on all the big screens. And I'm hoping for a game like we've seen the last few times these two teams matched up in the championship game, and I'm hoping this one turns out to be a classic.
Appreciate you, Mike.
Thanks, Pete.
All right, Mike Lewis, director of racing sports over at the Suncoast, does it well each and every time we have him on. That's where I make my donations. That's one of my spots where I lose my money quite frequently. Gee, may as well just go to a strip joint and make it rain. At least I'll get a payback on that, huh? All right, cross the street, lighters up, dope is next.
La temporada está en el pie de Cody Parkey. 43 yardas. El snap. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. ¡No! ¡Falló! ¡Oh! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡Los Eagles se van con la victoria! ¡Ay, papá! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡Chicago! ¡Chicago! ¡Nos vamos para New Orleans! Filadelfia gana el partido. Le dio al poste. Le dio al poste. Y falló. Parkey falló. Los Eagles gana el juego. ¡Ay, papá!
Join me each and every Thursday at High Scores Bar Arcade, where we'll be doing it live. We'll get underway at 3 o'clock with Power Play, the show. We'll present that. Then it's the NFL Thursday Night Football Party. Happy hours from 4 to 6. During the party, NFL player jerseys, Vegas Golden Knights gear, shows, movies, Rebel Eats, and more. Power Play from 3 to 4. Happy hour. Then the NFL Thursday Night Football Party, hosted by yours truly at High Scores Bar Arcade. Stephanie. And the 215 on NBC Sports Radio 920, The Game.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to laugh, love, and live again. How, you ask? Symmetry Medical Spa is offering FemTouch. FemTouch is a medical, non-invasive urinary incontinence procedure that will control bladder leakage and tighten the vaginal wall. It only takes 2 to 3 treatments and only 5 minutes of your time in our office. Symmetry Medical Spa always offers free consultations, and for a limited time, you can receive $1,000 off. Easy financing. Lands are available. Call now, 702-749-575 and ask about their free Botox special. Se habla español.
Few things in life are more exciting than Las Vegas' hometown hockey team. If you're going to some of the games this season, Ellis Island invites you to join them for a great pregame experience. Starting 2 hours before every game, stop by for the best pregame special. $6 slap shots. That's a shot in any Ellis Island beer along with some snacks. Before the puck drops, head for Ellis Island on Koval Lane at Flamingo for some great pregame fun. You might even win a custom-made hometown hockey jersey. Ellis Island says have fun and please drink responsibly.
For the best Southern fixin' and soul food in town, you gotta hit up TC's Rib Crib. 3655 South Durango, number 18. They have the best spare ribs in town. Fried chicken? Been there, done that. Check out their award-winning catfish, also the candied yams, their collard greens. Kids eat free on Monday. TC Rib Crib. Give them a call at 702-451-RIBS. 702-451-7427. TC Rib Crib, the best soul food in Vegas.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to have the big, luscious lips you have always dreamed about. In just 20 minutes, you can have the lips you always desired, and for a limited time, when you buy one filler, you get Botox for free. Yes, that's right. No gimmicks, no fine print. Buy one filler and get free Botox. Get the lips to match your beautiful body and watch the heads turn. Call now, 702-749-7575 to schedule your appointment or visit SymmetryMedicalSpa.com. Symmetry Medical Spa. 749-7575. Se habla español.
Contractor license 0079414.
A heat pump is basically just an air conditioner running backwards. And with heat pumps, big, expensive problems begin as small, affordable problems that were ignored for way too long. Routine maintenance will keep your heat pump happily doing its job long after everyone else's has laid down and died. Let Gettle rejuvenate your heat pump, and it will say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you 24 hours a day. Just $129. And while we're there, we'll do a complete safety check and replace all the batteries and all your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors. No charge. You'll get a free Gettle flashlight, and you won't have to worry about being woke up in the middle of the night by that evil chirping of a dying smoke detector battery. No one knows heating and cooling like Gettle. G-O-E-T-T-L. It'll keep you cool, but it's hard to spell. Call right now, okay?
Man, I've been saving for a special occasion.
Looks like a quarter pounder, man. Led Zeppelin.
Man, be careful with that, man.
Is it heavy stuff, man? Will it blow me away?
It's time now for... Man, that show is dope.
3:48 in the valley. Lighters up. Pass it. Been a while since we've done this one, huh? Keep in mind, so we went to Grinch around Christmas time, but the Grinch is gone. Back in and passing it. You potheads.
Wow.
You grass cutters. You weed dippers. Anyway, this one right here was kind of unusual. I saw this on TV where they showed this dude in a McDonald's. Okay? Older dude. Well, maybe mid-30s. When I say older compared to the person that he went after. So this younger girl, she looked like she was maybe 16, 17 years of age. You saw this one?
I sure did.
This was unbelievable. Now, he's in the McDonald's, the dude. And he comes back up to the counter. I need a straw.
Well, in this city, I believe it was St. Louis, wherever it was, they don't put straws out anymore. Okay, so they're like, well, we don't have straws. Whatever the case is, well, no, you got straw. I want a straw. Well, I'm sorry, sir. And she's a young girl. She maybe was 15, 16, 17 years old. So the dude reaches over the counter and grabs her by right up here by her shirt. And he starts pulling on her, right? And you saw this, Ari. Hmm. She beat his ass. She's great. Throwing right hands, uppercuts, while he's trying to hold her. Now, her assistants are trying to pull her off, but she's the one being dragged towards the counter. Little girl. He's got at least a foot on her. So she's like just throwing right hands. I mean, proper right hands, just bringing right hands and turning them over and just hitting him and throwing up her. And he's like just trying to hang on and just getting his ass kicked. So then one of the helpers just come around and takes him apart, and then he runs away without the straw. Okay. So A, he didn't get the straw. B, a little shorty beat his ass. And C, now he's on the run, and the popo man's going to eventually get him. And he didn't get to finish his meal. So to me, this fella, whoever he is, he's a dope.
That whole story's dope, though. She also, the commentary was really good, if you caught that.
She was
very sure. No, just when they pulled her back. And she, I don't remember the words, but she was, like, taunting him, saying, you know, like,
come on, you want some of this?
Like, he's the one that, you know. Right. She's right. I mean, I feel like you have to compose yourself, but then again, I mean,
not really,
because you're a kid and you're a girl, and this dude is, I mean, and you're human, no less, so it's just not justified.
Here's
I'm saying, you know,
they actually suspended her with pay, okay, until they investigated. It's right there on the video camera. We saw what happened. Yeah. A customer came in there and tried to beat up a young girl.
That's
over
par
a straw,
for the course, though. I think that is like policy normally, but yeah, I'm glad they, in the end, they did have her back. I just don't understand, like, why it's become a thing where you could just hit a woman or even, like, think that that's
okay. Oh, that's always been the case, though.
No, I know.
Mean,
I'm just
we're
saying
jerks,
it's
man.
Just, even nowadays, we're not that kind of jerks. See, come on, there's a difference.
Not all of us, but the majority of us are jerks.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's the way it is.
Well, this is a little more of a feel-good story to even this out a bit. I tried to get the video, but the Commodore 64 isn't working today, so... Nashville Predators defenseman P.K. Subban, who I believe is a cousin of Malcolm, our goalie here at Vegas Golden Knights. Maybe his brother. I think it's his brother.
Yeah, brothers.
Yeah. He sent a video message out to a 13-year-old hockey player. There's a kid, the boy who was dealing with racism throughout his whole season. They didn't really elaborate on it, but you know how sports are. So a Reddit user posted that their 13-year-old son had been getting taunted all season with racism and things like that. PK found out, so he sent him a video message. I guess it was through Facebook you're able to do that. Good old Facebook, who I love now. and he said, like I said, I couldn't get the sound, but he said things like, you know, he heard what he was going through. As long as you're still breathing in this world and you can believe in yourself, it's all going to be fine. And he said, you know, the thing with the color of your skin, it's just, you're not going to understand. Nobody understands why this is a thing, but if you just, you know, you don't need to understand. You just move on from that. And he finally said, just be you and play hockey because you love the game. And that's why you do it. And don't let anyone take that from you. So it's got to be amazing. You're a 13-year-old hockey player, you know, the equivalent to God, basically, in your mind. No, I'm saying it's a great thing.
No, you're right. You're right.
Malcolm Subban reached out. So.
I agree.
Pretty dope.
It is dope. All right. That'll do it for dope. The final go round is happening right now. Brought to you by Reliable Banner at ReliableBanner.com. Mike, the man who runs it over there. We're going to do some things. We haven't figured out exactly who we're going to make the big banner giveaways for, but we got that coming up here sometime in the near future. So we got what? Check about 30 seconds. We out of here?
A little longer.
Or a minute. Okay, we got a minute 30. The game tonight. Take a look at that. Or am I already out?
Yeah.
I'm out.
I messed up.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Got about 20
Thanks
seconds.
Again. All right,
thanks,
that'll
everyone.
Wrap it up. Thanks to Mike Lewis, Director of Racing Sports over at The Sun Coast, for Ari, for Mike. I'm Seed Williams. Folk, Tinstuck Logarts of Pie. We'll see you on the radio more. That'll be next Monday. Power up. Power out.